So let's review. The Gemara begins by presenting two unrelated cases, which will result in questions regarding Hilchas Yom Tov. Tanan Hasam. Darsa Isha Tarfa Bekaisel Isha Ratzatzta Behema Mefecheses Veshasa Meisel Eis Veshachta Kshera. If an animal was stepped on or thrown, or badly beaten, or mauled by another animal, and severely wounded, however, the animal survived 24 hours and was then slaughtered, it's kosher. Amar Belaza Beryanda Meshum Belaza Ben Atignis Tzricha Bedika. It requires an internal examination to make sure that major internal organs were not damaged. Rashi explains that there are two possible injuries that would render the animal treifa. Risuki Varm. The internal organs were dislodged from violent trauma to the body. We must be concerned about Risuki Varm even if an internal examination shows no apparent injury. The Chacham knew from Halacha L'Meishim Sinai that if Risuki Varm occurred, the animal cannot survive 24 hours. Therefore, by waiting 24 hours, this concern is eliminated. Tarfus. One of the critical internal organs were damaged, which an animal cannot survive 12 months. The internal examination determines and eliminates this possibility. May such an animal be slaughtered on Yom Tov, as perhaps it's in fact the treifa, and the shechita on Yom Tov will have been for naught. Rezer wants to prove from our Mishnah that it's aser. E malabnes or afim litzles behen. Vavina ba maika avid. Vamarabba ba chan amer biyechanon. Hacha berafim chadashim eskinon. Vimneshet tzarech levadken. We're not allowed to heat up new clay roof tiles, as they haven't proven themselves in my crack, making the heating process superfluous, and thus aser on Yom Tov. Amalei anan vimneshet tzarech lechasman masninala. Bimi replied that he holds like the second explanation, that the reason for the Isser is that the heating completes the tile, which is tikkun mana. As such, our Mishnah cannot serve as proof to Rabbi Yirmiyah's questions about shechting a sefek treifa on Yom Tov. The Gemara brings another case, for which our Mishnah will be brought as proof to resolve a question. Tanya, Echad may be a seor, v'echad may be a se'etzen, v'echad shevis is a gedera, v'echad may be a semayim, v'echad naisim etei chaytavlin, v'echad megis, kulan chayavin. As several people take part in the cooking process on Shabbos, one person provides the flame, another the wood, a third places the pot on the stove, a fourth pours in the water, yet another adds spices and another stirs, they're all chayav for Melechas Bishlam on Shabbos. The Gemara asks, Bishlam akulu ka'avdi ma'isa elashebis is akder ma'kavid. The one who places the empty pot on the stove, what isra has he performed? Amishim ben Lakish, hacha b'kiter chadosha eskinan, umishim liben ra'afim naguba. This is referring to a new pot, and putting it on the fire completes it, similar to the heated roof tiles of our Mishnah. Taraban, Tana v'kirayim machadoshim arein k'kol akel manitel mechatzor. Why may move an oven on Shabbos, since it has permissible uses such as to store things inside of it? Avlein sachen oisim shemen v'in toshen oisim b'matlas. However, one may not, even on Yom Tov, smear it with oil or rub it with a cloth. V'in mafigin oisim b'tzeinen k'de lachasman v'mishvel lefes arizim mutter. It's forbidden to cool the oven with cold water if this is done to strengthen the walls of the oven. However, it's permitted if this is done to prevent the bread from getting burned. The Gemara continues. Tan Rabbanan, Melgin es ha-reish v'esraglayim, u'mahavin oisim b'or, avalein teifun oisim b'charses, v'loi ba'adam v'loi b'sid. One may boil the head or feet of a chicken in boiling water on Yom Tov in order to remove the hair or singe it with fire. However, one may not smear them with lime or earth to remove the hair, as this is how tanners work, and this appears as a forbidden act on Yom Tov. Vein goyzen oisim b'misparayim. Nor may one remove the hair with scissors, as this appears as if he wants the hair. Vein goyzen esayerik b'tasparei shaloi. One may not cut the leaves off vegetables with the clippers with which one usually cuts the vegetables from the ground, as this would appear as though he cuts them from the ground on Yom Tov. Avol mesagnes akundes v'sa'achvias. One is permitted to prepare even vegetables, which entail a large amount of effort. One may use a porni, a large oven, or antichi, a large water urn on Yom Tov if he needs the larger capacity, even though it requires a greater effort on Yom Tov. One may not fan the flames of a fire using bellows, since that is a more professional tool and appears as a maisa omen, but one may fan the flames by blowing through a tube, which is not considered a maisa omen. Similarly, one may not fashion a spit to use for roasting on Yom Tov, nor may one sharpen an existing one, as this is considered tikkun kli, which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Zakta Mishnah, the Oidam Rebbe Eliezer, One may in the Shemitah year designate on Erev Shabbos fruits that have been set out for drawing for use on Shabbos by verbally declaring that he will be using them on Shabbos. Normally this is not possible, since Trumas and Maisis need to be taken from the fruits, which is usually not done until the fruits are dried, which is their Gemar Malacha. Shemitah produce, however, is potter from Trumas and Maisis, and so this designation may be performed on Erev Shabbos without any concern about the fruits not having been Maisir. V'chacham ma'imim atche yirshim v'yomim mikan v'yad kan. Chum maintained that verbal designation is not sufficient to remove the mukta status. One must physically mark off which fruits he wishes to use on Shabbos, since he has been mikatsa the fruits actively by originally placing them out to dry. The Gemara begins. We know that in order for produce to become hukfa l'maiser, obligated in trumas and maises, two conditions must be met. Nigmar molachtoi, the processing has been completed. Roi p'nei abayis, it was brought into the house to be used. Before this has been done, minatari may be eaten, even achilas kva. Midir abanan, it may only be eaten achilas arai. However, Shabbos kivas l'maiser. If the produce has been designated to be eaten on Shabbos, it becomes hukfa l'maiser, and one may no longer eat from it even achilas arai before separating trumas and maises. As we see from the following Mishnah. Tanan hasam. Tinaike shetamnu te'in me'erev Shabbos, v'shakhu v'loy asru, l'matze Shabbos l'yoch l'elm kein asru. Figs with children hid on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos may not be eaten on Matzah Shabbos until Meiser has been taken. Another halacha is Chatzir Kavas L'Meiser. If the produce was brought into the courtyard, it becomes Hukva L'Meiser, as if it was Roya Pnei Abayis, and one may no longer eat from it even Achilas Arai before separating Trumas and Meisers. However, that is only if it was Nigma Malachta, ready to be eaten, as we see from the following Mishnah. But Tanan Nami, Hamavar Te'enim B'Chatzeri L'Chatzis, Banav Bnei Beisa Uchman Arai Upturim. Figs that were brought into the garden in order to dry them, one may eat from them b'achilas arai without separating trumas and maisis, since they're not nigma malachdan, not ready to eat because he set it out to dry. Therefore, b'yimenei Rava m'Rav Nachman, Shabbos ma'o shetikva muktza l'maiser b'davar sh'loi nigma malachdai. Is Shabbos kaver l'maiser even produce which is loi nigma malachdai? Rav Nachman replied, Limud aruchu b'yadeinu, sha Shabbos kevas b'im b'davar sh'nigma malachdai, unlike chatzah, which is only kavel l'maiser produce, which is nigmar malachta. Mezuzah tries to support this from our Mishnah, where we learned, v'oidam Rabbi Eliezer, oimed adam ala mukta erev Shabbos b'shvius, time of the shvius, the lav bar isturihu, ha b'shar shnei shavua, hachanami da'aser, my time, lav mishum de Shabbos kava. We see that Shabbos is kavel l'maiser, even produce which is loy nigmar malachta. However, this proof is rejected by the Gemara, because in the case of our Mishnah, the produce is not chayv ma'aser because Shabbos was kaveyet, but rather because he actively designated the produce by saying mikan ani oichel amachar, which makes it like nigma malachdoi, ready to eat. And really, our Mishnah could have been speaking about the same case not taking place on Shabbos. However, the Mishnah wished to teach us an additional law, by the way, which is that tevel muchen hu etzel Shabbos. Tevel is considered muchen as far as Shabbos is concerned, and it's not considered mukta machmas iser, as the prohibition of taking trumas and maiser on Shabbos is a takana drabon. And while we're bound by this takana and may not separate trumas and maiser on Shabbos, im avar v'tikne mesukin. If someone disregarded this takana and separated trumas and maiser on Shabbos, the produce may be eaten.